This oral history compilation was commissioned in 2009 by the New South Wales Roads and Traffic Authority. It was recorded and edited by Frank Hymans from original interviews with 29 persons involved in every aspect of road safety. The opinions expressed in the interviews are those of the individuals concerned and do not necessarily represent in whole or in part the position of the New South Wales Roads and Traffic Authority.
Road safety is about essentially reducing loss of life, reducing debilitating injury on our roads by creating a transport system and a road system that allows for human error, that accepts that human error will occur but should not result in those severe consequences.
I believe our definition of road safety should be that no crash is acceptable. And I think we should leave no stone unturned in reducing crashes to the absolute minimum we can.
I think road safety for all road users is abiding by the rules, but also using the road environment in a way that doesn't place yourself or others at risk.
I tend to think of it in terms of the behavioural side, in terms of influencing the behaviour or influencing the environment in which the behaviour takes place.
If you're looking to protect people, you have to look more widely than just at human behaviour. You look at the whole system and you look at how the human behaviour interacts with the roads and with the vehicle in order not only to prevent crashes occurring, but also to reduce the effects of those crashes when they do occur. A total systems approach.
To me, road safety is something that has to be balanced with mobility, because people that are somewhat single-minded about road safety, I think, forget that at the end of the day, we still have to allow people to travel around. And if we wanted to have perfect road safety score, we'd probably have to prevent people moving from A to B at all. And how realistic is that?
I see road safety as a whole set of very carefully researched, designed and implemented measures that target driver behaviour and the driving environment, that's roads and vehicles, to address road trauma. Now, one of the things with road safety is that we're not interested in property damage. Road safety is all about people. It's about people killed or people injured. We are a public health area. We are interested in people. That's what road safety is. It's about people.
The modern history of road safety is a fascinating one. It began in England in the 19th century with the introduction of the Highway Code, in which road traffic was required to keep to the left. Dr. John Knott is a social historian at the Australian National University who has made a study of the history of motoring in Australia.
It's often forgotten by many people that you could die on the roads before the motor car. And in fact, that did happen. For instance, in 1901 in New South Wales, there were 130 deaths on the roads, and none of them were associated with the motor car. About 44% of them were buggy, cart and wagon accidents. 36% were people who were run down, thrown, kicked or fell off their horse while drunk. 2% were bicycle deaths. These are the days when the bicycle was the harbinger of modernity, and young men in particular would travel quite high speed, sometimes downhill, without adequate brakes, and they came a cropper as a result. 18% were killed by trams in and around Sydney, the old steam trams that were first introduced, and then later on electric trams.
Andy Graham is the RTA's principal road safety statistician. He recounts the story of the first recorded motor car fatality.
It was a middle-aged woman who was hit by a car travelling at the tremendously high speed of 4 miles per hour. But it was a classic road safety crash, and you just wonder how relevant it is today. And the information for the crash was, it occurred on a London road in 1896. The driver only recently learnt how to drive that machine, only 3 weeks previous. So there were no licences back then. So he'd apparently tampered with the driver of the machine to make the car go twice the intended speed. And he was also said to have been talking to the female passenger next to him. And if you translate that, you think, well, that's exactly the sort of young person crash you get these days. Travelling at high speed, talking to the passenger next to them, and they've modified the vehicle. The coroner held an inquiry, and the verdict of that particular incident was described as accidental death, and then rather presciently said in his conclusions, this must never happen again.